Here's a thought, well, a question really, that I'll title, Do We Need Self-Destructing Artwork? And I'm about half serious with this. It's probably an absurd notion, but stick with me for a minute. I've often thought that the worst thing we can do to stifle our creativity is to amass a large collection of our own work. Put another way, the more success we have as photographers, the more we will be tempted to rest on our laurels. Why produce more work when we have a closet full of work? If someone comes over and wants to see your work, you've got plenty to show them. Do you need to create any more? So our own success is, in some ways, our own disincentive to produce more work. We think we've already done it, or maybe on a practical level, we've run out of room to store more prints. We need a bigger closet or a bigger house. Here's perhaps a dumb example of this. I've talked about the fact that years and years ago, when I was first getting started, I was embarrassed when someone would ask to see my work because they didn't have anything to show. And so with that as motivation, I set up a project to produce 100 finished matted prints that I would have anytime someone wanted to come over and see my work. So I wouldn't be embarrassed by saying, well, I don't have anything to show, because I would. I'd have 100 prints. So I completed the 100 prints. Took me months to do it, but I had them. Light impressions boxes, fully matted, completely finished 100 pieces of work. What's fascinating about this story in retrospect is I never did the second 100 or the third. I did other projects. I did other projects in other media. But once I had the 100 prints, I was satisfied that I didn't need to do any more in that series. Another example that I've heard over and over again from photographers. They're invited to have an exhibition of their work. They put all kinds of time and energy and effort and money into the exhibition. A few pieces sell, maybe no pieces sell. But at the end of the exhibition, eventually, all the work comes back to them that remains unsold. The next question is, do they replace the pieces that were sold? Do they add to the project? Or once it's complete, is it complete and abandoned and forgotten? That is to say, it becomes a disincentive to do more work. Particularly if we were anticipating lots of sales, all those unsold prints tend to dispirit our motivations. What if we could make self-destructing work? Isn't it obvious that if our work self-destructed after a certain period of time, that there would always remain a void? We'd always need to be producing work. There would always be space in the closet to fill with more boxes of finished prints. Let me put it more frankly. Dispersing your work out into the world creates a void which motivates your productivity because of simple human nature. Do you all know Parkinson's law, that the job expands to fill the available time? Well, there's a corollary to Parkinson's law, that the goods expand to fill the available space. Well, if you have no available space, it's a disincentive to do more work. If you have a bunch of empty light impressions boxes and a closet with shelves and no work, you'll find yourself motivated to do something to fill that. I know, it's silly, but it's human nature, and it's true. So maybe self-destructing artwork makes sense for us as producers, because the moment the artwork disappears, there creates incentive for us to fill it with more artwork. So let me make this a bit more practical. If you want to provide incentive to produce more work, the practical thing we can do is take all the work we have and give it away. Send it out into the world somehow. There's lots of ways to do it beyond selling. Maybe you make a donation. Maybe your local photo group could use your work as a fundraiser. Maybe your college library would be interested in your archives. Maybe just give work away to friends and neighbors and people you run into. not for the purposes of establishing a widespread reputation, but for the purposes of emptying your closets so you can then feel the almost mystical draw to fill them up again, which motivates you to do more work, which motivates you to grow as an artist. Maybe self-destructing artwork is impractical, but the functional equivalent is dispersing our work out into the world. And that mystical, magical formula that when you empty something, it craves to be filled, will kick in. It does. If you've never experienced it, you might have to trust me on this one. But if you buy a frame, or you buy a storage box or a clamshell portfolio box, you will be amazed how it calls to you in the middle of the night to have something new to put in there.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.